In the 5th century BC, Hippocrates said a wise man should consider that health is the greatest of human blessings. Richard Jackson directs the CDC's National Center for Environmental Health. He's trained as a pediatrician and considers himself a public healther. Dr. Jackson says the threat of bioterrorism has had some positive effects.
My center, the National Center for Environmental Health, does have responsibilities in thinking about preparing for chemical terrorism and radiologic terrorism. Now, there are other agencies that deal with this. We would deal with the human health aspects of, you know, how do we figure out whether people had an exposure to a chemical weapon or a normal industrial chemical that would be used as a weapon, or if a dirty bomb went off, whether this group was exposed or more less exposed. The bad news is we've had to think a lot of very unpleasant thoughts. I will tell you that there are many times after being briefed by my staff, I went home feeling very depressed. The good news is that we have really worked hard to beef up the presence of public health. I think public health has been very much neglected in our society. And public health, yes, it means health for the poor, but it also means health for all, and not just for those that can afford the best medical care or the latest research, but really let's get everyone up to a basic fundamental platform of decent health care. And one thing about, if you're doing good preparation for chemical and other kinds of biological terrorism, those same systems can be used to protect against normal infectious diseases. You know, much bigger threat probably than anything we've been talking about is pandemic influenza, basically a flu that goes around the world. 20 million people died in about 1918 from it. So there are much more normal threats that we need to think about. A friend of mine is talking about, yes, we think about bioterror, but bioerror is at least as important to be worried about.
There's more at paulagordon.com.